Either you own a gun, are looking to own a gun, or will never own a gun. And in the aftermath of the horrific Connecticut Elementary School massacre last December, federal and state lawmakers are looking at ways to more effectively arm or disarm you. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich provides a roundup.
Late last month, a Charlottesville, Virginia man made national news after casually carrying a loaded semi-automatic rifle into the local Kroger. Frightened patrons scattered, some dialing 911. Police arrived, drawing their guns. The man instantly yielded, saying his weapon was permitted. When questioned, the 22-year-old told officials he was making a Second Amendment point about our constitutional right to bear arms. And lots of people right now are purchasing lots of arms.
This would be, for instance, most right here is your Smith & Wesson M&P model.
Clint Cornett operates CNS Gun Shop and Pawn on Thompson Street in Springdale. He's been a gun dealer for nearly 40 years.
It's a 40 caliber, or we have them in 9mm. You can get them full size, 5-inch, or down to 3.5-inch, depending on where you want to conceal it, how you want to carry it.
Since President Barack Obama laid down the gauntlet on gun control January 15th in a White House speech, 1 month after the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut, where 20 children and 6 adults were killed, sales have gone exponential.
It has been super. We've probably up 400 to 500%. We're having trouble ordering what we need. We could do a lot more than that if we could get the product. We're running low on several handguns, assault type weapons. They sold out early. So we're just having more trouble getting items in than we are anything else. Our sales are great.
Clint Cornett's a federally licensed gun dealer, so with every purchase, he must conduct a customer background check. But registering guns is optional, as are background checks at gun shows, where individual vendors are not required to conduct them. That's why the Obama administration's calling for universal background checks for all gun sales, public and private. Newly released FBI data show that nearly 2.8 million background checks were conducted in December alone, setting an all-time record. January was the second highest month with 2.5 million checks.
I do like the background check here for myself. It kind of takes the liability off of me.
Individuals convicted of domestic abuse or felony crime cannot legally purchase a gun. And Cornett says all new gun owners need to be coached.
What feels right in their hand, what they feel like they can shoot. And we always recommend they go to their local shooting range and take some with them that knows, or go take the training course for concealed carry, which you get the training right there. We firmly believe you should know how to use a weaponry if you're going to own one.
Consumers are purchasing guns in a hurry because they worry the Obama administration and gun control advocates will limit gun ownership choices. But the president is only asking Congress to reinstate a ban on military-style assault weapons and to limit high-capacity ammunition magazines. Still, gun sales have exploded across the nation. Even Walmart, the largest gun retailer in the United States, announced it had to limit sales of ammunition to keep shelves stocked. CNS Gun Shop owner Clint Cornett sees why. Cornett purchases most of his new guns from a Connecticut manufacturer, but soon he'll be able to source inventory in Arkansas.
Well, guns are made all over the United States. Most of your guns are made in the eastern states in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. However, we're going to have Walther in Fort Smith, Arkansas, real soon. They're going to start their manufacturing of Walther Company, which is a large company in Fort Smith, which is great. But most of your guns are manufactured in Connecticut.
In late 2012, Walther Arms, a German-owned company, announced plans to build a $7 million plant at Chaffee Crossing, east of Fort Smith. Concealed gun carry permits have also risen, those allowing gun owners to carry or transport loaded weapons for any distance out of plain sight. Openly carrying a gun is prohibited in Arkansas, one of 7 states to have such a law. The Arkansas State Police, which has no jurisdictional authority over the purchasing of firearms, provides concealed handgun information and licensing as a regulatory service. But to obtain a permit, you must pass a safety instruction course and pay a hefty fee. Arkansas State Police Public Information Officer Bill Sadler.
Getting the necessary classroom and practical exercise training with the firearm in the presence of the instructor who is certified by the state. And that instructor then works closely with the applicant in submitting the application, which then begins to transition into an administrative process administered by the state police, involving a very thorough background check that even goes into FBI files and federal Justice Department files, and then a review by the administrator of the concealed handgun licensing section.
Once you've secured a concealed handgun permit, you can purchase another gun without having to go through any checks. And by law, you can transport the gun across state borders. In certain states, the concealed gun permit will require periodic renewal. In late 2008, Arkansas counted more than 70,000 concealed carry permits. By the end of 2012, that number had nearly doubled. In Arkansas, concealed guns are not allowed in police facilities, courthouses, polling places, political offices, athletic events, places where alcohol is served or sold, churches, public gatherings, and college campuses. But those rules are quickly changing. Republican State Representative Charlie Collins, District 84 Fayetteville, has filed a bill to allow concealed licensed staff and faculty to bring their handguns on college campuses.
We create gun-free zones. And these killers know that. They know that it's less likely they'll be stopped there. They understand it's very difficult for law enforcement to arrive before they wreak their havoc on innocent people. And they believe that they can accomplish their horrible objectives.
Collins proposed the measure last session, he said, but this time he has a good shot at seeing it pass. Republican State Senator Brian King, District 5, Green Forest, also filed a concealed carry bill last session. But this year, King's Church Protection Act, which allows parishioners to carry concealed guns into churches, sailed through this 2013 legislature and is expected to be signed by Governor Mike Beebe. Gun rights advocates are thrilled with all the attention the president's gun control agenda has brought to their groups, including Arkansas Carry. Spokesperson and board member Nicholas Staley lives in Benton.
You know, it's really unlike anything I've ever seen.
Members of Arkansas Carry have long advocated for the enactment of open carry in Arkansas. That's the right to carry a loaded weapon in plain sight. A bill in support of open carry was introduced last legislative session in 2011, but failed to progress. Staley hopes one will pass through this assembly.
You know, there's been activity already, and we've got a whole month left of filing, so we anticipate that open carry and at least one or two other bills will at some point be filed.
Republican State Senator Missy Irvin, District 18, Mountain View, filed a bill to fund public school safety programs, including placing armed guards on campuses. And in answer to the federal call for increased disclosure on gun ownership, Republican State Senator Bruce Holland, District 9, Greenwood, sponsored a bill to shield the privacy of concealed handgun carry license holders, exempting them from the Freedom of Information searches. Stand and fight is the emblazoned motto on the National Rifle Association website.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment.
National Rifle Association was chartered in 1871. It counts 4.2 million members today, a quarter of a million of those joining just this last month. The glittering NRA digital network website features a scrolling breaking news feed on gun legislation taking place across the country, including Arkansas's gun rights measures. Most notably, Republican Representative Richard Womack, District 18, Arkadelphia. On January 23rd, he sponsored a resolution to preserve rights guaranteed by the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution to keep and bear arms. But with 30,000 firearm-related homicides and suicides every year, pro-gun rights advocates will be hard-pressed to defend themselves. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more about gun rights, visit the National Rifle Association at NRA.org and ArkansasCarry.com. To see President Barack Obama's gun control program, titled Now is the Time, visit the Preventing Gun Violence link on the WhiteHouse.gov page.